Living in a world of post-truth. In 2016, the Oxford Dictionary named post-truth as its word of the year. It means that people are now less influenced by facts and more by feelings and personal beliefs. For instance, Donald Trump, the former U.S. president, called climate change a hoax. Companies use machine learning and lots of data about how people behave to create small groups called micropublics. These groups don't always focus on what's true, but on what they all agree on. By sorting people into these groups, companies can influence what each group believes is true and who they see as part of their circle. This can affect how much advantage or disadvantage you face depending on which groups you're in. Now, companies are using fancy technology and a bunch of data about how people behave to create small groups called micropublics. These groups bond over made-up stories, not real facts. The data also puts people into networks, influencing what they believe is true. Your membership in these microgroups decides how much privilege or oppression you might experience. The challenge of deep fakes and data bias. In the age of deep fakes, diverse perspectives on reality create a knowledge crisis. While many trust data-supported facts, it's crucial to recognize that information isn't always objective. Back in the 1700s, data meant principles for arguments. In the early 18th century, data referred to principles for arguments. Today, it's often seen as neutral evidence. However, informatics. Expert Jeffrey Bowker contends that true, raw data doesn't exist due to inherent biases. In the 1990s, philosopher Jean Baudrillard introduced the hyperreal, emphasizing our struggle to distinguish real from simulated. Media inundated us with a copy of reality, the simulacrum, leading us to embrace these simulations as absolute truths, leaving the concept of truth in perpetual negotiation. The power of maps. Maps might seem straightforward, but they hold more power than meets the eye. Cartographers, the people who make maps, have the authority to shape our understanding of the world. In 1937, a map-making company called General Drafting created a fake town, Uglo, to catch copycats. Surprisingly, someone built a real store in Uglo, and it led to a legal battle between map makers. Maps simplify complex information, but they also leave things out. Even though map creation is now automated, it's not neutral. Google's maps, for instance, emphasize places like stores and bars, showing its bias. The University of Southern California's Spatial Analysis Lab, SLAB, is trying to balance things by showcasing underrepresented stories. They use alternative maps to highlight non-English-speaking communities. Quantified urban spaces transform daily life into a product. Data blasé is all about being indifferent to the reality of living in a world where truth is subjective. The cloud, backed by internet servers, allows companies like social media platforms to maximize engagement and capture our attention. Surprisingly, most people accept the widespread use of cloud computing in our lives, even though it's causing significant changes in our society. Fast forward to 2023, Cisco predicts that there will be 3 times more connected devices than people on Earth. Many of us will soon be communicating machine to machine. Today, our data-driven world relies heavily on network infrastructure and data centers, much like how the 19th century railway networks and train stations supported consumer mobility. Unlike old train stations, online companies try to keep their data centers out of sight, away from busy cities. Now, those planning cities are using machine learning and big data to understand urban life better. Governments and organizations want to measure everything about city living. While it sounds good for making life better, the thing is, Collecting and reusing our data turns our daily activities into things that can be bought and sold to the highest bidder. The rise of the reputation economy. In today's world, our online presence is crucial for how others see us. It's like a reputation economy where your social value depends on your digital standing. Social media turned online reputation into a kind of currency. Employers use it to decide if you're a good fit, and services like Airbnb and Uber depend on it. But here's the catch. People are getting cautious. They practice social cooling or self-censorship. This means adjusting your online behavior to match what's considered socially acceptable by algorithms. Failing to keep up a certain online image can have consequences. For example, health insurance might cost more if algorithms see you as a higher risk. Predictive policing, using algorithms to label neighborhoods as higher risk based on minority populations, is increasing. Former FCC Chair Edith Ramirez warns of data determinism, where people judge each other based on algorithm predictions. In this world, everyone may be judged for not fitting algorithmic patterns, letting computers decide who's normal, not good. Make the text simple and concise without missing any points. The influence of smart home tech on behavior. As smart home gadgets become more common, they're getting pretty cozy with us. Think about it. They're there in our homes, suggesting things like locking the door or turning off the lights. It's like having a new roommate, but one that's not human. And here's the thing. These gadgets aren't just there to help. They're also keeping an eye on us, learning our habits, and sometimes even pushing us to buy stuff we might not need. Imagine this. You're scrolling through your phone, and suddenly you see an ad for something you were just talking about. It's like your phone is reading your mind. Well, not exactly, but it's pretty close. See, companies use sneaky tactics to get us to spend money. They know how to push our buttons, like making us feel like we'll miss out if we don't buy something right away, or convincing us that we need something even if we don't. And it's not just about ads popping up on our screens. These gadgets are like spies, collecting data on us all the time. They know when we're home, what we like to buy, and maybe even more personal stuff. Imagine if a company knew you were going to have a baby before you did. They could start sending you ads for baby stuff before you even knew you needed it. So, next time your smart speaker suggests something, remember, it's not just trying to help. It might also be trying to sell you something, whether you realize it or not. The rise of divergent truths in micro-publics. Cambridge Analytica, a part of the Strategic Communication Laboratory's SCL group, played a key role in shaping political outcomes, aiding Donald Trump's election win, and influencing the Brexit vote. Known for its association with the UK Ministry of Defence, the SCL group boasted about its prowess in psychological operations. The company's strategy involves creating micro-publics by manipulating people's thoughts, actions, and emotions. This includes using deceptive methods such as fake news and disinformation. Their agents leverage social media to support political causes in three steps. First, they analyze an individual's personality, often through something as simple as a social media quiz response. Then, they target users using psychographic segmentation. Next, they predict changes in individual needs based on factors like race and emotional vulnerabilities, engaging in behavioral micro-targeting. Lastly, they deliver personalized social media content, exploiting individual weaknesses to influence desired actions. In times of social division, finding common ground is vital. Media expert Eric Kludenberg talks about effect space, which breaks down into three parts: technological, effective, and social. Social media's tech side helps people communicate, while its effective side uses persuasive images and slogans to engage users. The social side involves physical spaces where people create emotional content. When intense events like police brutality occur in public spaces, it sparks protests and divides society, creating emotional dissent. This leads to the use of hashtags and content creation to show where individuals stand. The affected space becomes a battleground of differing reactions. Key points. 1. In the post-truth era, feelings and beliefs often outweigh facts, shaping micro-publics and influencing societal privileges. 2. Deepfakes, biased data, and the concept of hyperreal challenge our understanding of reality and truth. 3. Maps wield significant power, with biases in creation impacting our perceptions, while machine learning and big data transform urban spaces. 4. The reputation economy, driven by online presence, introduces social cooling and algorithmic judgments with potential consequences. 5. Smart home tech subtly shapes behavior for advertisers, and the rise of micro-publics involves psychological manipulation through personalized content.